Okay, let's put ourselves back into the swing of things. We had a little bit of a break last week. The recap where we left off. So the Gemara was discussing the Lamed of an Aleph, the whole institution of Mitzvah Bavi Aveira. And the Gemara had a somewhat of a strange motor, the very institution of Mitzvah Aveira, based on a pasuk in Navi. But the pasuk tells us that you can't bring a carpet from stolen goods. A stolen animal is not acceptable. So the Gemara analyzed this din and said, what's so terrible? What's so terrible about bringing a stolen animal? So Bishlama, if the owner has not yet been misyayish from it, then I understand. Of course you can't bring it, because it still belongs to him. So when you, quote unquote, makdish it, hekdish is in chal, the whole thing is in a carbon, obviously it's plus. But if the owner was already misyayish, what's so terrible? And the Gemara had the phrase, let's take a look back on the Flamen of an Aleph. The Gemara said, Eliyach HaYush, about six lines from the top. First wooden line, the seven lines from the top, but the fifth wooden line is V'lavdi Day. Ela acha yush, what's so bad? If it's the acha yush, hakanya vel yush. After all, once the owner was misyayish, so the gazlan is now kona ish, so it's his animal. Once it's his animal, what's the problem? It must be ela la mishum davi mitzvah beveira. The reason why alpha pichein it's possible, even though it technically belongs to the gazlan, it must be the halach is superimposing a din called mitzvah beveira. So the entire source, the entire institution, it's a Vivera, is hinging on these three magic words that can't be used. We spent a lot of time reading in the past, referencing the Gemara Baba Kama, that Chazal themselves weren't so sure that a Gazan is actually going to be used. Not at all poshut that if Reuben steals something from Shimon, and Shimon gives up hope, that Reuben can keep the item. Not at all poshut. So if you hold that a Gazan is going to be used, then the Gemara reads like a charm. If you hold that a Gazan is not going to be used, what does the Gemara mean? So we ready make reference to the fact that other Bisharim say that Hakanye B'yush, first of all, the Giras Hakanye B'yush may not be true. The Giras may be Hakanye, period. Or even some Bisharim had the Giras Hakanye B'yush, it meant Yush V'chulei, namely Yush plus. The Gemara says a little bit later on, above a comment in the seventh parak, that even if you hold that Yush is not Kona, that means Yush on its own merits is not Kona. But Yush can join together with some other factor. What that other factor is, maybe a shini rishos, perhaps changing of possession, shini hashen, it used to be called chula, now it's called a carbon. But again, we don't know what the reason of any of those halachas are. Hopefully we're going to find a lot of this out as the sugyas continue in Sukhan of Lamed. But yush plus is a kinyan. Yush plus either shini hashen / shini rishos. So other Rishonim said, when the Gemara says, I kind of be yush, it was lav dafka yush itself, it meant yush plus. So we got two different approaches in the Rishonim as to what the Gemara meant. So these two different approaches are actually machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Now here Tosas and the Flamen of an Aleph doesn't tell you to, it's a long Tosas, but it's not long enough. Tosas and the Flamen of an Aleph talks a little bit about the significance of Akane B'Yush, and then they drop us off right smack in the middle. If you take a look at the second to last line of the Tosas, the second to last line of the page, Tosas tells you that even though he spoke a little bit about the topic now, it's very uncharacteristic of Tosis. Tosis says, we're signing off earlier in this one, says Tosis. The Shia is coming to an end because we wrote a lot about this, so we ran out of ink. I am Shav, I am Babgam, I am Gittin, all we have to say about this. So we have to take Tosis' advice. If you want to know what's going on, take a look there. So we're going to go to that sugya in Merubah, in Babakama, and we're going to try to get a little bit of a better understanding of what's really going on in that Tosis, and then eventually come back to us and start to put some of the pieces of this puzzle together. So if we take a look in Tosis in Baba Kama, it's a Tosis of Samach Zayim, and in this case, you know, Tosis was exaggerating whether they were Marek, it's a woman. It's the bottom Tosis and Samach Zayim, and Alf goes all the way onto Samach Zayim with these. So we're going to pick it up from the old Maisi Rai Rabbeinu Tam. So in the bottom Tosis, it's about seven or eight lines into the Tosis. The first one line is the Ode. The old Maisi Rai Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is bringing a Raya to his theory. We'll see what his theory is in a moment. Mirei Shulav HaGozel, Agamor. Tepaslina Lulav HaGozel, Afilu B'Yom Tashenit. that a stolen lulav is no good even on the subsequent days of Chol HaMoed. Umifarish Rabbi Yochanan explained, Mishum Mitzvah Rabbi Aveira, Shinema Vesim Gozel Pisech, Gozel Pisech, that Gozel is always possible. Vein Lefre Yush, Ben Yacha Yush, he's just so far quoting the Gemara. Bishlam Lefre Yush, the Lavdi Dehu, El Yacha Yush, Akanya Biyush, so Rabbi Tam had the gear, so like we have in Agamar, Akanya Biyush. My time alone, Lav Mishum Mitzvah Rabbi Aveira, that's the end of the Gemara. Mashva says Rabbi Tam, to Sovar, Bechol Duchte Biyush Kani. Comes to Beit Adam and says that it would appear that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yush is Kaina. Rabbi Yochanan's on the team of those that are right, that Yush is Kaina by Gezela. It's derived from Aveda, all the things we spoke about the weeks gone by, that Afa Pichet, even though it's Kaina, Rachel in your mitzvah, it's a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Dasher Beit Adam, has the split that a person can be Kaina something, it's totally and completely his. And Afa Bichain does Upsula Mitzvah there. That's a bit of Tom's theory in the entire sugya. Again, just following this Pshuto of Agamar, Hakan of Yush, Afa Bichain Mitzvah there.
Like Rashi.
Pretty much like Rashi. Comes the Re, a little bit later on in the Tosis, and we'll pick up the Re in a moment. Comes the Re and says, Lo Yitachain Devar Kuzah. It is impossible for a bit of Tom's path to be right, for the following conceptual problem, says the Re. Once you are Kona something, the game is over. And the gazelle is over, and it's no longer called gozel, and you have no right to disqualify it based on mitzvah bever. Mitzvah bever does not make any sense if you were kona the item before. So what in the world does the Gemara mean?
Why can't Beis Din be mevata the kinyan? Because Beis Din has the power.
They could, but what, like...
No, I'm saying the mechanism wouldn't be that, but it would be...
Yeah, but we're talking about the Ikra. They were starting, Beis Din could theoretically change whatever rules they want, but the basic structure of the Torah law is that Rabbi Natam says, you're koine, the Afa Bichem will slap you with mitzvah b'veira. And the Re says it can be. The Re says if it's yours, so then it's over. The game is over. So wait a second. If it's yours, the game's over. So what the Gemara said, Hakanya b'yush. Hakanya be something. So let's continue on the Tosfos. We're going to pick it up now where the Re says. So the Re, pick it up. It's five lines from the bottom towards the end of the line. Three words from the end of the line. The fifth line from the bottom. Elavada yush greida lokoni elamach mashek disha. Yush itself is tachan not koine. The only reason why the kinyan takes effect is the havala yush vishini rishus. Oh yush vishini hashem. Remember we said one of the two possibilities. Kidamasik of herself. That is the only reason why we can apply mitzvah b'aveira. Why? What's the difference? Why is it if the Re is so convinced that once you're kona something, there's no more mitzvah b'aveira, so why does the Re concede that if the mechanism of kinyan was yush plus, that is still mitzvah b'aveira? What's the difference? What's the difference between Rebbe Tam's yush alone in contrast to the Re's yush plus? What's the difference about
this? This is facilitating the kinyan.
Oh, according to the Re, you have a huge problem. Because when does the mitzvah's korban begin? B'shas HaKadosha. When you makdish the korban, that's the tchidas ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is taking place in sin, in aveira, in chait. The chait itself is facilitating the mitzvah. It's the very essence of the shini b'shus, shini Hashem, slash the maisa HaKadosha, that is goof for creating the kashra, so to speak. That's the mitzvah b'aveira. But Zok the Re, if you were kind of beforehand, then the game's over. Then there's no more mitzvah b'aveira. And obviously Rabbi Natan disagrees with that. Obviously Rabbi Natan holds that notwithstanding the fact that the person was kind of biyush alone, he doesn't even need shini rishus shini yashem. Rabbi Natan says the Gemara and Sukkah is assuming that yush l'chud is kind of. The aval pichein, we're hitting you with mitzvah b'aveira. Rabbi Natan clearly disagrees with the reason you say. So now we have a fundamental machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Re, not just in the details of which kinyan are we focusing on in our Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the kinyan is yush alone. According to the Re, the kinyan is yush plus shini Hashem slash shini Hashem. It's much deeper than that. It's a fundamental question as to if and when does the mitzvah b'aveira apply post the kinyan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, mitzvah b'aveira still applies post the kinyan. According to the Re, it doesn't. It only applies b'chi hagavda that the kinyan created the mitzvah. When the two go hainu hach v'asachas, then there's mitzvah of Aveira. But if the kinyan predated the mitzvah, then there's no longer problem with mitzvah of Aveira.
So if you're in a context where there's no kinyan, there's no mitzvah of Aveira?
Well, if there's no kinyan, so then it's still the original gzeila, still kayamis. So
I'm saying outside of context of gzeila, there's no
We don't know you. We have no trouble with gzeila. Let's stick to gzeila meanwhile, and we'll see how far we can take it. So let's just think about this. My flunk is about time to read for a moment. Kinyan negates any future mitzvah of Aveira now. Where would we even look to know the answer to that question? Do we have any rayas from the Gemara? So the good news is that yes, there's a Gemara Beferish that talks about this topic. It's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, so don't put away the Gemara Masechta so fast. You just have to turn the pages in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara Sukkah on the bottom of Laman Ralph, going into Laman Rebbe, is a very famous Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a problem that existed with Man Chazal about attaining Hadassim. What was the problem with containing Hadassim? Apparently the Goyim used to supply Hadassim from their land. The Goyim had a lot of land, a lot of Hadassim trees, and they were providing Hadassim. What was the problem? Half the time it was stolen land. Very often it was stolen land, and therefore stolen Hadassim. And the Gemara raises a whole big query, a whole sugya. I guess we have to have a curse of toast to the robbers in the days of Chazal. If not for that, we wouldn't have this whole sugya. There's a whole bend over backwards. What do we do, Gevalt? How are we going to possibly be machsha, the mitzvah of Dalet Midim? Everything's going to be stolen goods. Gemara, what do you do? So the Gemara is back and forth and back and forth. And finally, on Laman of Bebeis, the Gemara poses the following question. Let's just wait a second. What is the big deal? Let's take a look on Laman of Bebeis. It's five lines from the bottom. Correct the Gemara the following question. Dulikmua v'shinoi maisa. What are you wasting your time worried about the stolen Hadassim, even if it's true that it's stolen Hadassim? When the goy gives it to the Jew, what does the Jew do with that hadas? He takes the hadas and sticks it into his lulav, into his holder. So that's considered to be a shinui maisa. That's a change in action. It's similar to what? So the person who steals wood and turns it into a table. The person who steals wool and turns it into a garment. What does the Mishnah say about that? You're kind of a shinui maisa. Once you're kind of a shinui maisa, heishav es agzela shagwazol. In Kain Shagazo Yachsin Lavdom Baal Mukhaib, Fairish Gabar, the seventh prayer of Babakama, the ninth prayer of Babakama, it's a Shini Maisa. Once you're kind of with a Shini Maisa, you just have to pay back cash and it's yours. So the Gabar says, what's the big deal? So it's a little bit Shini, what are you worried about? It's not Lachem, it's stolen, it's yours. You were kind of with a Shini Maisa. So guess what? The Gabar says, a Gvalga Kasha, and the best the Gabar could do is to show you that's not enough for Shini Maisa. Taking a hadas and tying it up into a lulav may or may not constitute a shirim. And then I don't want to ruin it for weeks to come about whether this is a shirim ma'aser, not a shirim ma'aser. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says it falls short. This is not quite a shirim ma'aser. We could read the sar of relief. It's not a shirim ma'aser. We still have a problem now. How do we makshir the hadas? And Rabbi said, what could we redayek from? Let's be redayek from what? The shachmit adim. The Gemara asked the kasha, what are you drinking? A cup and pasta in the hadasim? The Yisrael is kind of a Shinim Maisa. The Gemara says, technically, there's a quirk. It's not quite a Shinim. It doesn't meet the criteria of Shinim. What do you see from the Gemara's Kasha? Forget the Gemara's Tarek.
Had you made a Kenyan?
That Lu Yitzui, this would have been a Shinim Maisa. Imtim Tzalayim, this would have qualified as a valid Shinim Maisa. You would have been good to go.
Yeah.
So let's analyze that question. Let's analyze the Hanoch of that question. The Chazal asked the question, so every single line, every single Kasha, it wants to be thought through. So what were Chazal thinking when they posed that question? That means Shini Maisa, Imtim Slam, again, we know in the end of the day it's not. That's true. Reality check is that it's not. But Imtim Slam it was, that would have solved the world's problems. What were the world's problems? What were the problem or problems with using Solon Hadassim? One was the problem of Lachem, and there was a second problem of what?
Mitzvah
B'Veira. Wasn't there a dual problem? Wasn't that the Gemara on the Flamen of Aleph? There's a dual problem involved. So clearly when the Gemara posed that question and said, hey, I could solve the world's problems with Lashon Rabbim, the Gemara thought that Shini Maisa solves everything. So let's analyze it. Shini Maisa solves Lachem for sure, because it's yours. The Mamash belongs to you. How does Shini Maisa solve Mitzvah B'Veira? What's the answer? What do you see from here? That once you're up,
once
you're Konit, the game's over.
It's not a re.
Once you're Konit, the game's over, that's the re. How would Rabbi Natan respond to this Gemara? What would Rabbi Natan say to this Gemara? So according to the Ri, everything you read is like a charm. On Amud Aleph, the reason why there was still a problem of mitzvah baba vei, even post kinyan, was because the kinyan in question, Raman Aleph, was facilitating the mitzvah. It was the shinui Hashem, shinui rishus. On a mudbeis, where the Gemara is talking about a kinyan on its own merits of shinui ma'aseh, before we even start opening up, it's a week before Sukkot. It's not even anywhere near the mitzvah yet. So kinyan pre mitzvah solves the world's problems. How would Rabbi Tam respond to that?
Maybe look at a rabba that's different. A dasam is different than the typical item that was Geneva.
No, but the Gemara is lumping everything together, talking about stolen animals and lulav. This is serving as the mokka for lulav gozel. So it's really all the same. I mean, it's a different item, but lamaisin, conceptually, it's the same wonders. So what's from Rabbi Tam? How could Rabbi Tam say that even after Yush, you still have a problem? But the Gemara prefers it. After Shinya, there's no problem. So what's the answer, obviously, according to Rabbi Tam?
Gemara's holding like Shmuel.
I wouldn't call that obvious. That's the Balmor thing. But I would have, but by far not call that obvious. You will come to Balmor, but I was going to wait till the end of the show for that one.
The Gemara's not Yesh plus something. It's just Yesh and Yesh, not enough.
No, but Shin is enough.
But on Lamed Aleph.
On Lamed Aleph, according to Benetam, Yesh is not enough. Yesh alone is not enough, even though Yesh is kind. But Benetam says, if Yesh holds Yesh is kind. Rabbi Natan de Gears Akanya de Yush, he meant Yush, only Yush, no Yush.
The Kenyan of Yush is not equal to the Kenyan of the
Shema. Oh, so clearly Bidash Rabbi Natan, what you have to say is that not all Kenyanim are created equal. Some Kenyanim solve the world's problems of Mitzvah Avera, and others don't. The re-extrapolated from Shinui to Yush, if I was drawing this in the blackboard, I'd say, according to the re, Shinui equals Yush. Just as an Olamin of an Aleph, the Gemara says, post Shinui, there's no more problem with Mitzvah Avera. That's clause of the Gemara's Kash, even though at the end of the day, the facts are wrong, but that's, don't confuse the issue with the facts. But for the Gemara's Kasha, that Likna B'Shinui Ma'aseh, the Gemara was assuming in their Kasha that post-Kinyan, everything's hunky-dory, everything's written on Mitzvah Avera. So the Reh says, Ma'naf Kamina between the Kinyan of Yush, I'm sorry, the Kinyan of Shinui and the Kinyan of Yush. So Rabbi Natan says, Ma'naf Kamina, Yush, Naf Kamina. They're very, very different from one another. What's the difference? Wherein lies the difference between Shina Koine and Yush Koine, Lamad Yom the Yush Koine? What so radically is different between the two that will explain this phenomenon of a difference that post Shinoi Kuleyamul Pligi, there's no problem, Mitzvah Bevera, but post Yush Rabbi Tam claims there still is. What's the difference between Amanaf and Obeis? That's what we're really asking. According to Rabbi Tam, there is clear as day, there is a difference in the mechanism of Yush Koine versus Shina Koine. One results in Ois. No more problems with the Bavera, and the other says the Bavera is still alive and well. What's the lumdus?
When Rambam explained that on Shinui, he has to just have to pay for the item.
Yush also. If you hold Yush is kind of the same thing. Keep the item, pay for the item.
You need a Maisa Kenyan. Yes, there's no
Maisa
Kenyan. Like, what
Kenyan is Shinui?
I'm saying, if you hold
the Heisha at the mock of Shinui kind of.
If you did a Maisa, if you did a Shinui.
But I didn't know that. Shinui is not per se a Kenyan. The Torah says Veheshel Zeh Shegozel, and the Drosh is Im Ke'en Shegozel Yachsev Im Lav Dom Be'alma Mishalim. That's the Mokka for Shira Koyin. That's the Gemara B'Kama. The Mokka for Yush is Zeh Shegozel and Daphne Veda. So what's the difference? Neither of them are conventional Kinyanim. They're both Chidushi at Torah, that the Gazan is kind of the item, the Chol Dover, and he only has to pay the cash. So Manishtana, one from the other. Why is one still prone to Mitzvah Be'er and the other?
Because Shinui, the state before Shinui, going from not having a Shinui to Shinui doesn't involve any Avera, per se.
Neither does Yush. We're not Yush and Shinui Hashem. This is Rabbeinu Tam speaking. Rabbeinu Tam says Yush alone solves the world's problems. There's no book there, and there's still Mitzvah. So Rabbi said, in order to understand this, we have to read one of the most strangest statements of Chazal in the entire sugyas of Gzeilas and Shinui Kaina and this whole parasha, a very, very strange Gemara. It's a Gemara Bava Kama. And the Hafsamachem of Beis. The Gemara had just quoted a Braisa that seems to deny Shinui Kaina. And the Gemara says, you're right. There is a Braisa that denies Shinui Kaina. Good morning. It's Machlekes HaTanaim, whether Shinui Kaina or not. So the Gemara is now trying to find who are those Tanoim who debate whether Shin is Koine or not. The Gemara seems to sense there's somebody out there that doesn't buy into Shin is Koine, some Tana, some lone Tana, someone that denies Shin is Koine. And we're trying to identify who is that Tana. So So the Gemara at the bottom is the Bechemet Beis. It's five lines from the bottom. Omer of Sheshes. How many Beis Sham? The Tan of the Brais that you just quoted that clearly denies Shem Yekonim Begazela, who holds that even though you turn the wood into a table, you turn the wool into a garment, you still have to return the table in the garment. Who is the Tan? How many Beis Sham? It's Beis Shammai. So the Amri, what's Beis Shammai Shit? The Amri Shit Ibn Kaimah, I mean. The Bisham Bishita Shini remains where it was, means nothing happened. Shini Bim Kermit Omen is the opposite of Shini Kermit. I mean, Shini basically is the same. Status quo. You have to return the object itself. The Lord Kermit. So if you're expecting a Gemara now to quote you Bishama's statement, I'm expecting a Bryce that's going to read something like this. Tasanya, Bisham Yermim, Bisham Yermim, Hagoizel Eitzim, Vasan Kalim, Chayav Hachzra Kalim. Something along. Hagozel Tzema, Vyasa, they're expecting something, some lingo, which is above a comma, Ishkim, kind of a gazela topic, right? We're leading up to the Hele Gitan of Ishamai. Listen to this one. Desani, we're going to the Ferish Ebraisa. Nasla Lobby Esnada, first of all, we're talking a different language. Nasla Lobby Esnada, the Gemara all of a sudden jumped to Maseches Tmura, a sugi for an Eston Zoyna, out of nowhere. We're learning Ezekiel and all the Gemara's Gemara, just moved to Bris, with a little Kach, and a little Tmura. A guy gives a zona chita, he gives her wheat, and she takes those wheat and grinds it up and turns it into fine flour. Or he gives her olives and she crushed olives, makes it into oil. Another gives her grapes, and she turns it into wine. So what's the shaila? Shaila is, are those products subject to the psul of estan zona? The din is if a person pays the zonia for her wages, so that item that he paid her with becomes possible mizbech yodom vod. If you give an animal to the zonia, that animal is possible yodom vod. So estan zonia chikalev. So if the person would give a bottle of wine to the zonia as char for the znus, that wine would be possible gabi mizbech. If he would give her a jar of olive oil, that would be possible. He didn't give her that. He gave her grapes, and she turned it into wine. He gave her olives, she turned it into oil. He gave her wheat, she turned it. So you mark, what's the din? Is that final product, Estan Zayda now? So Tani Chada, also the Tani Chada, Stephen Bryce says, one Bryce says it's okay, one Bryce says it's no good. V'yam Rav Yosef taught us, Tani Gorian de Mispirak, Bryce that was taught by a Tani Gorian from Aspirak. Gorian was, where Aspirak was a Chvesnish, but there was some a Bryce floating around that had names on these two Bryces. Beishami Oisrian, or Beisalamatirim. Beishami says it's a problem, and Beisalam says it's okay. And then the Gemara goes on the details to figure out how did Beishami know what he said based on this pasuk. Beisalam knows this. This pasuk of Gam Shneiam, the Rabba Shneiam, Gam Shneiam, the Main Shneiam, back and forth along this. It's a whole shtickle Torah in the psukim. How did Beishami know based on his reading of the psukim Vestlan? How Beisalam know their reading of Vestlan? And the Gemara stops. And the Gemara says, oh, Baruch Hashem, we discovered the Machlekes HaTorah with the Shinus kind of a Gezeila now. I'm learning Baba Kama Sugin Azikin. I want to know, when I steal wood and I turn it into a table, do I have to give back the table or can I just pay you cash? That's Shinus kind of. And the Gemara is introducing, it's the same Machlekes Bisham and Bisilil about what? About whether, when the Zona makes a Shini on the item, is it possible Gabe the Mizbech or not? The only common denominator between those two shilas is the word shinui. There is no other connection, living or dead, between the two sugyas. One is a sugya in Ezekiel and Mominus, Gezeila, Shinui Kerner. One is a sugya in Sinahetu, and Psalia Kotchin. Ma'inu Zaytelzeh. It's a startling Gemara. It's a startling Gemara. The Gemara doesn't even question the comparison. And then the Gemara goes on to talk about something else. Ma'inu Zaytelzeh. How did the Gemara ever in a million years see any connection between the two topics? So we're not the first ones to be bothered. Kasha Tosis bothers Kasha already. Tosis enough. Mechemet Beis. Tosis puts the Kasha very, very bluntly. Tosis and Dibra Masa Hamani Beshamai. Small Tosis, second from the bottom Tosis. Four lines into the Tosis. Vim Taiber. Heichim Idame Lei. Dema Inyan Esnon Eitzel Shinui. What is Shinui Kain and Esnon have to do with each other? The Yeshleim is a Taisus. The Kasava, the Gemara thought as follows. The Ishim Ekoinem Imken Roi Hu Lahater Shinav Yestam. If you buy into Shin Ekoinem Begezela, then it should carry over to Estan also. Why? Here's the punchline, two words. The Choshev Ke'acher. It's a different Heftza. You want to know what shirik kind of means up to Isfis? Shirik kind of means it's not the same chetza. Ve'eza isa shiva liyadai. The other, betars esna. Umam is tamil omoes, if not moos the gavoy, that's referencing to another gemara later on, not for now. What did Tosh just say? Tosh just gave us the clue. Tosh just gave us the answer. What's the answer to this riddle? The underlying question of Shinikainen, the underlying question of whether if you give grapes and it turns into wine, kosher apostle is the same question. It's a very lumdish conceptual question of looking at two items and asking yourself one question alone. Is this the same item or a different item? Wood and a table, wool and a garment, grapes and a bottle of wine. Is it high? It's the same item. It just underwent some changes, but the Ikaron and Halach, it's the same item. And therefore, if it's the same item, all the Didiv that used to be present continue over, because it's the same item. What do I say now? Once something has undergone a change, whether you define Shinu, whatever you think they're growing, you got to learn the ninth paragraph of the character, what is a Shinu, what's not a Shinu. But once it meets those characteristics, those criteria of a Shinu, it means that it's a different chafzah now. A table is not a piece of wood. A garment is not a bowl of wool. And a bottle of wine is not a bag of grapes. And therefore, all the dinim that were chal in item number one do not carry over to item number two. It's a different chafzah. What are all the dinim? Where are all the dinim? What are the dinim? There are only two dinim that interest us right now. One is the psul esna. What was given to the zayna is possibly the item void. If what I have in front of me is what was given to the zayna. So if you hold that shinis b'mekomi ha'neid, the bottle of wine is what I gave to the zayna. I gave it to it was a bag of grapes, and now it's a bottle of wine. It's the same thing. But if you hold that shinis not b'mekomi ha'neid, then it gets a different chafza. It's a different chafza. Then it becomes butter. Now what does that have to do with gezeila? What does that have to do with gezeila, everybody say?
It's not the stolen object.
What does the Torah say? Behei shevasa gezeila asher gozel. You have to return the stolen object. If it's still the stolen object, then you have to return it, i.e., you weren't kind of it. If you hold that it's not the object anymore, then there's no mitzvah shavas hagzeil on it. And if there's no mitzvah shavas hagzeil on it, therefore, guess what? That's what magic words, what does that mean? There's no mitzvah shavas hagzeil, and therefore what? And therefore, shein is kind of. What did Tosfos just tell us? It's the same thing. Shina Kana Begazela is the identical lump to Shishayla Zestan. There are different areas of Allah, but the underlying purpose is the same question. Yes, same chefza, nishtem, same chefza. You have to like digest this test a little bit.
Why can we differentiate between Dine Mamanos and other Dinim and say that as far as Dine Mamanos, Gzela, giving money back, once you've changed the tzura, then you can give back money. We didn't, but once you commit an avera with something, there's a whole set of isurim which chal on it. There's a whole, and then it's like atzei asherah. If so, I take an atzei asherah, anything I do with it, it remains an atzei asherah.
That's a pasha. Not even a pasha. So that's exactly what you're asking is what you're saying is basically what Tosfos Kasha was. Heichem Medame. And Tosfos said, but the Gemara was Medame. So it must be that Chazal understood that it's really the same question, namely, do Dinim carry over or not? Does the mitzvah Sashavas HaGazela carry over? Similar to does the Psul of Esten Zayin carry over? It's really the same question. Do Dinim from A carry over to B? Is B the same as A or not? It doesn't matter whether the particular dinim happened to be chayshimish mitik dinim or kachim mitik dinim. The question is, the underlying question is the same chetzin. You have to like digest this tesis. You have to really think about this tesis. Just as an aside, not to detract from tesis, well, the Sefer Yoreim of Lesbi Mitz, one of the Talmidim of Hakam Rabbeinu Tam, was so bothered with this kasha, he wasn't olal adas to give this teretz. The Sefer Yoreim couldn't believe this teretz. And he revamped the entire sugya of Esnon to show you that we got the whole thing wrong. You gave the wine to the Zona, but you weren't Balaha yet. So technically, who owns the Matana that you gave her? It's technically yours. She turned it into wine without your what? Without your permission. What is she? She's a Goslin. So the Gemara is talking about Shinikana by Gazela. The to say if you're Rav Kahane. Otherwise, is he bald your kash? So he stuck a goslin into the story of Esther for good luck. So Rabbi Kivager, if you take a look at the Gilin Hashas, Rabbi Kivager says, I am Sefer Yerayim, Simon Rei Zayim. He says, if you want the other pshat of the Gemara, look at the Yerayim. But that's not Tosis. In the Olam HaYeshiva, so Tosis carries the day. Tosis is on the page. The Sefer Yerayim was a great Rishon, but on the page is Tosis. So Rabbi Kivager on Samachim Rebeis, a little Gilin Hashas. He says, I am Sefer Yerayim, Simon Rei Zayim. If you happen to have a Sefer Yerayim at home, you're well up to Sefer Yerayim, make sure to look at the right edition, because they changed the letters. They changed the numbers in Sefer Yerayim. So some editions has Rav Zayin, some has a different letter. So I don't remember which one, but Kivega's edition has Rav Zayin. So Rabbi Yisai, let's think about, let's try to digest this Tosis a little bit. What did Tosis basically tell us what the root of Shina Kain is all about? Why is Shina Kain? What's it really all about? A change in the what? A change in the Chavtza. According to the opinion that Yush is kind of, what do you think Yush is, or what is Yush not?
Definitely
change the Chavtza. If you want to put some brisket term on it, Yush is the din of the what? But the Gavra. The Nigzel was Misyayish. The Nigzel was Misyayish. So once the Nigzel was Misyayish, so then we learn that from Aveda, and the whole ball starts rolling, and Yush is kind of, right? But Ashirin Chavtza is Nisht. The rabbi said, now that we understand Rabbi Natan. What did Rabbi Natan tell us? Post-Kinyon. Yemitzavere, nishmitzavavavere. What's that? Depends what kind of Avera, depends what kind of Kinyon you're talking about. If you're talking about the Kinyon of Shinu Koine, which is a change in the Chefza, so that makes perfect sense to say. It's not the same Chesed, it's a mitzavavavere. But post-Yush, no. It's the same Chefza. So post-Yush, you were kind of Yush. A week ago, you were kind of Yush. Yush l'chud. You don't need Shin Rishos. You don't need it. Yush is kind of l'chud. The Alpha Bechim is a psul deraisa of Mitzvah Bevera. Just because on Lamar Medeis in Sukkah, Shini is mafkia or subsequent din of Mitzvah Bevera, in no shape or form does that mean that the kid in Yush is. Because Yush l'chud and Shini l'chud. One's afkor and the chepta, one's not. So we gave such a gevalda kabir in Rabbeinu Tam. Who do we have to turn the tables on now? So how did the Ri know to make this comparison? It's such an obvious chibuk. It's so poshut. So why did the Ri extrapolate from Laman Rebeis? The Ri looks at the Gemara Laman Rebeis and says, post Kinyan, the game's over. Therefore, Noman Aleph, Lu Yitzui, Yish would have been Kaidah, would have been post Kinyan, the game is over. The only reason why Noman Aleph is a problem is because it's Yish plus, and the plus is part of the Aveira, it's Basach, it's a whole Chad Gadu. The chiluk is as clear as day, what Rabbi Natan said. So what did the Ri hold, Rabbi said? The Ri held that Chavtza was a Lamal Vameri. That's not the Mafkir. That's not the Mafkir on the base of Mitzvah Bevera. Why does the Gemara say that post Shini Maisa, there's no Mitzvah Bevera? Not because it's a Chavtza, different Chavtza, but because what's over post-Kinyon? What ends at the time of Kinyon? What are you no longer after a Kinyon's? If the Kinyon's over, the case is closed, you're not Goslin anymore. I was a Goslin last week, but I'm not a Goslin in Cattle Harbor. How can you call me a Goslin? I'm allowed to keep it. I owe you $100 in cash, but I owe you like I bought a bag of potatoes for you. I bought the item for you. What's the difference between I bought it in the store with your permission or I stole it for you and I was kind of with a Kinyon? My shame gav is a gav in his poker. So the Ri said that obviously what's going on in Lamar Mudeis, the engine that's driving the hafkor of the din of Mitzvah Bevera, has nothing to do with the shini for the chevtza. It has the din of the shini and the gavra. Not shini a little bit, the change of the gavra status. He's ois gazlan. If he's ois gazlan post shini koine, then he's similarly a post gazlan. He's an ois gazlan post Yushkan also. And therefore, in Amun Aleph, the Girsa cannot be Yush L'chud. The Girsa has to be Yush plus, etc., because of the whole external problem of the Ri. So, when all the dust settles, Rabbi Yisai, what's really going on in between the lines, between Rabbi Natan and the Ri, is how to understand what's going on in the Rebbeis. You cannot learn. You have to learn the Gemara backwards. You have to learn on the base first, then go back to Manal. After you learn on the base and you realize that Shini Maisa is the Mafkiyat Mitzvah Veveira, you have to raise a Shaila. Is that because the Cheftz is no longer Dabar Gazel? Or is that because the Gav is no longer a Gazel? And that's going to impact on what you think, whether you can extrapolate from Shini to Yerushim. And the Tam said you can't extrapolate, they're two different parishes. And the Ri says they're both the same, because they both speak to the Gavra. Rabbi, let's take this one step further. Now that we've identified clearly what the Nekudas Machlokes is, what's the heart and soul of this Machlokes, Rabbi Tam and the Ri? What's the engine really, truly driving him? Why did Rabbi Tam think that his chiluk of Cheftz of his Gavra was so glat, and the Ri thought is L'Hayot Ramiyad? The uncle and the nephew, Rabbi Tam and the Ri, what were they really fighting out in between the lines? I was the kishkas of the sugya. What do you think the din should be? What do you think should be the mechanism that should unravel mitzvah bavi aveira? Changing chefza or changing gavra? What do you think the answer to that question should be? What do you think it depends on? What's going to unravel mitzvah bavi aveira is dependent on what you thought mitzvah bavi aveira was all along. Do you think mitzvah bavi aveira all along was absul in the chefza? Or did you think mitzvah bavi aveira was absul in the gavra? Whatever you thought the problem, the solution has to match the problem. So if you thought that mitzvah bavi aveira was fundamentally apostle in the chefza, then Rabbi Natan makes a lot of sense. If it's apostle in the chefza, the only thing that can be machshir it is you have to have a change in the chefza. And therefore Rabbi Natan says, yeah, shidi is a change, yish is a change. If you hold the mitzvah bavi aveira never spoke to the chefza, mitzvah bavi aveira was absul in the gavra. It was a problem. There was nothing wrong with the Cheftz. Mitzad Cheftz, the Cheftz is kosher. It was a problem. Mitzad HaGavra. Mitzad HaGavra. And the solution has to meet the Gavra's problem. And the solution is, you as a Gavra, no longer a Gazlan. If you're no longer a Gazlan, then there's no difference between Shimi and Yish.
Wait.
So that's the throwback. Everybody said this is a throwback to 6 weeks ago. And counting. What is Mitzvah Bavera? Cheftz or Gavra? Reb Shimon and Michas Chinuch. That was the Machlokes Michas Chinuch and Reb Shimon. What did Michas Chinuch say? Remember the Michas Chinuch, the age-old kasha. Tosafot Daf Tes raised the kasha. Why do I need a pasuk of lecha to pasul a sukkah gezula? Typically, it's what? It's mitzvah b'aveira. So Michas Chinuch gave a razzle dazzle shtickle Torah. Now that mitzvah b'aveira is not a what? It's not a problem in the chafter. The sukkah is basically kosher. And if you sit in a sukkah that's a mitzvah of a very thick sukkah, you are not going to be yoytze the mitzvah, but it's not like sitting in the house. It's a blank. So by certain mitzvahs like lulav, other mitzvahs which you have to do, and if you don't do it, that's a bitul mitzvah. So if you don't get credit for the mitzvah, you're mevatel. By sukkah, you could have that blank, that window in between. I wasn't mevatel, I wasn't mekayim. That was b'chassidus marshal. If you eat in a sukkah that's mitzvah of a very thick sukkah, that's like eating potato chips. It's like eating something that's not chayav in sukkah altogether. Because mitzvah b'aveira is fundamentally a din in the gavra. The sukkah is kosher, and kamash b'lon, sukkah gezula, that's a psalm b'cheftza. But if not for the gzeras akosah, whatever is just covered mitzvah b'aveira is just a din in the gavra. And Rav Shimon shrayed chayav b'kayim, you are right. Rav Shimon said, but the pasuk says, piseach gozum. Talks about balmum, talks about cheftzes. Mitzvah b'aveira is a din in the cheftza. Lefianias daiti, that machlek is the gedayli oim, the goyni oim between the Mechas Chinuch and Reb Shimon, is he machlek is between Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri. It's the same machlek. What is the heart and soul of Mitzvah B'aveira will ultimately impact on what the Gemara meant to Daf Lamed Beis, and whatever you think the Gemara meant to Daf Lamed Beis will enable you or not enable you to extrapolate from Shina to Yush. So by say, let's just go one or two steps further. On Lamed Beis, it's clear as day that post Shinu you're good to go. There is no mitzvah post Shinu because the Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara be Shinu Maisa before the Gemara rejected and said it's not quite a Shinu Maisa status. But before the Gemara realized it, the Gemara was good to go. Either a Ben Tam or the both of Ben Tam and the Ri agreed to that. The Gemara be Shinu Maisa, Ben Tam Achetz and the Gavra Shinu Maisa carries the day. Good to go. Let's take a look at a Gemara Baba Kama at the beginning of the ninth parak now. Let's see just how good to go are we. The Gemara quotes a braisa that said, Abaye is using this braisa as a proof that there are other Tanaim also who deny Shinikur. Not everybody. We have the Pasuk Shinikur, but not everyone agreed to that. And Abaye said, I'm going to prove to you another Tana that also denies Shinikur. It's on Sari Dalam and Aleph. It starts at the Sanya of Elizabeth and Yaakov. It's about 8-9 lines from the top. The Sanya, Rabbi Lesbin Yaakov Eimer, Hareisha Gozal Sa Shachitim, a fellow steals a measurement of Chitim, Tachana, he grinds it up, Losha, he kneads it, Be'afal, he bakes it, I mean, it's quite a few Shinuim along the way, Hifish Rabbi Nachala, he's Mafish Chala from it, Kesa Devarich, how can he make a Baracha? Machlis of Rishonim, what Baracha does he make? Mafish Chala, or does he make Hamos Elach Baracha? We're not sure what Baracha the words we're talking about, but some Baracha problem. He can't do it. Ain't the bracha menites. It's a cursing of Kaddish Baruch Hu. How dare you make a bracha on stolen goods? There's machlokes of Rishonim, and therefore what? So the Rambam says, therefore don't make the bracha. And the Rambam says, no, therefore make the bracha. Just know that Rosh Hashem can't stand your bracha. Machlokes of Rishonim. What did the Gemara even say? But the Gemara said that this is bad. What you just did was a bad thing. This was not very, very good what just happened over here. This is pretty bad. But say a berach neitz Hashem. Abaye said, you know why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Shinui is Eino Kaina. But if he would have held Shinui Kaina, everyone would have been fine. I mean, not fine that we're advocating stealing things, but we would have been okay making the bracha. Comes the Gemara, skip down a little bit. The same moment, Rava is arguing about it. Pick it up from the Ad Kamakam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The first one along is the Gavoa. It's about a little bit, about almost two thirds down, a little bit more than halfway down. First one along is the Gavoa. Ad Kam Lo Ka'am Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hossav, this is Rava responding to Abaye. Don't tell me that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is an Ein Shinui Kaina man. No, it could be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees Shinui Kaina. The Ad Kam Lo Ka'am Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also doesn't mean Baracha. But bracha is no good. Why? Because to let you make a bracha on the stolen goods, that's terrible. That's a mitzvah of aveira, and that we can't sanction. Stop. I don't understand that behind the Gemara. I don't understand what Rava just said. I don't understand what Rava just said. What's my problem with it? Post Shinui, what?
There's no mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah of aveira anymore. Beira bentam beira. The Rebbe Tam, we're fighting out post Yush. That's very nice, but this is not Yush, it's a Shinui. So half of the Gemara and Sadi Dawudov make that staff and Rav and make that response to Abaye and say, no, your Raya is Nishkin Raya. Could be, I'm sure, Rebbe Lozman Yaakov, all Shinui is going to be Yaakov Yichain, it's a problem.
What's
it? No. The Gemara is playing around Rebbe Lozman Yaakov. We're not sure what Rebbe Lozman Yaakov said. Did Rebbe Lozman Yaakov hold, we know he said the Brach is a problem. So Abaye said he holds the bracha as a problem because he holds Shinui is not kohen. Rava says, no, he holds Shinui is kohen, the bracha is still a problem. How is it a problem? The Gemara says the problem is mitzvah bavi aveira. What's the problem? It's post Shinui, Shinui is kohen. If you really hold Shinui is kohen, what's the problem?
I mean, even though Shinui is kohen, it doesn't change. I mean, mitzvah bavi aveira is more of like, is it the right thing to do versus the wrong thing?
So but
you can't have a technicality take it out of that
stuff. Wait. But the Gemara said on the flamin of aveira, you can shake that lulav. The Gemara says, look, Nubi Shinui Maisa, Alatzad Shinui Maisa, that this is Shinui Maisa, that Luv is good to go. So, Bein Rabinatam, Bein Mari, post Shinui Kone, it's good to go, no Mitzvah Aveir. Whether you like Gav as a Cheft, there's no Mitzvah Aveir. What happened in Sadi Dalman Alf? So, we are not the first ones to ask this question. Tosus asks this question. It's fine with Tosus. Samach Zayim and Aleph. It's a long Tosus at the bottom of Ula. Samach Zayim and Aleph says Tosus of the Kama. The first one in the line is the Takanta. It's about 8-9 lines from the bottom. Tosa says, Baylor ben tam, Baylor re, post shinoi, there's no problem, it's a vera. So Frek Tosa about the first one was with the kanta. Middle one, Hadi Yama Beresha goes a kama. Beresha goes also chit in tochna, losh afa, very men chala, chit, zavrachin, zavrachin, menayetz. Vidachna, when Rabba was doiched the matzi, sova be alma shinoi koine, could be there, was in Yaakov shinoi skoine, vachma shimitza bave vera. Afa gav the kona kona lechein. But he was kind of before. Says Tosas, le'inyin bracha, lahaskir shem shemayim alav, roi lahachmir yoyser. So Tosas, this is not really a vera. This is brachas. You want to invoke the Rebbeinu Shem's name, it's a whole other world.
So it can be, presumably you can be making a bracha on the
unbelievable kasha, bomb kasha against Tosas. How can the Gemara say that from Rebbe Shinya Shem will call it a day? That'll be great to be yaitse, but they won't be able to make a bracha. Bomb kasha.
It's not ma'ake,
but that's what we're gonna set up a case that no one's making brachas. So some echorim messes kasha.
When Tosos makes a
chila,
then you could also say buy things to the base of Megdash, but then you could change everything.
Maybe, but right now, let's throw it for a second. So right now, Henry's right, because the Gemara does have such a svar legabi esnet also eventually at the tzadid al, but I left that out. I want to leave the esnet part out for now. But you're right, the Gemara does have that svar. So Tosfos is so bad, you see Bain Rabbi Tam and the Ria fighting and screaming, the uncle and the nephew of Shrine Chai Bekayim yelling at each other, then the garbage, then the chafetz is a year, she, but they're holding hands, they both agree, they're post shimi, the game's over. That's the Gemara. So what are they doing tzadid al? So Tosfos throws the hands up and says, bracha is different. Inami says Tosfos, Hasam Dicha B'Almahu. Tosfos says, you know what, you're right. When Rav said to Abaye, Efshe Fakir, he didn't really mean it. At the end of the day, Abaye is right. At the end, when Fush comes to Shem, Abaye's Takadir was right. Rav just said, Imtim Tzeloyma, what we said in Sukkot HaFlam, it wasn't right, so then I can be Dachi Araya, but I never really meant it. So that's really hard way of reading the Gemara, but Tosfos is not sure. So Tosfos is willing to either gloss over tzadid al, either say brachas are different or lav dafka, but the Gemara basically stands. In terms of shini koine, the Gemara stands. So if I say, we're getting vibes from a few places that this Gemara, the Flamer of the Vase, that asked the question, the Knu B'Shini Maisa, has created a lot of problems for us. Because it forced Rabbi the Tam Shtikl Torah. It's running directly against the Gemara of Tzadi Dalid. There's something funny about this Gemara. Something very, very strange about this Gemara. And the Gemara asks that question, and that solves the world's problems, B'loshin Rabin, Bein the problem of Lachem, Bein the problem of Mitzvah of Yaveira. And that got the ball rolling for today's shir. That Gemara got rid of time. The Riesburg, also hits. That got us into trouble with Tzadi Dalet. Take a look in Sukkah at the Baal Bar. For 40 minutes. The Gemara of Machlokes on the Chlam of the Menalik, is there even a thing called Mitzvah Beira? Remember, some people said Mitzvah Beira is a problem, and others said you could be yotzei the second day or the subsequent days with stolen lulav. Remember? How do we paskin the halacha? So we all know Mitzvah Beira. Of course, that the kid knows Mitzvah Beira. So the Baal Mor says, I'm not even sure that we even paskin as a principle of Mitzvah Beira. Maybe we paskin the other day, the Gemara. How do you know? So listen to one of the Baal Mor's rayas. Take a look on Sandaf Yudal and Beis Bedapi Arif. Those were the old star Gemaras. In the Baal Mor, it's the first word line is Miperek. Mifarek, I'm sorry, Mifarek. It's Mifarek Alibe. It's about halfway through the Baal Mor. See the little Aleph is in the middle of the Baal Mor? The little letter Aleph in the middle of the Baal Mor. That's the suyur of who was trying to tell the Hadassah merchants what to do. Shaklinan v'tarinan l'meimar. The Gemara asked the question, v'nikna b'shini Hashem. That was one of the many Gemara questions. The Gemara, nikshini mai, shini Hashem. We're leaving out the details right now. But the Gemara asked this question that we've been posing. Listen to the Balmor. V'yafagat mitzvah v'aveira. Even though it's still aveira. We come up on leis techash that Rishon Yochai. Because nobody accepts mitzvah v'aveira. We don't even pass mitzvah v'aveira. What did the Balmor just say? What did the Balmor just say? When the Gemara asked the question, let's be kind with the Shino, everything's great, hunky, all problems are solved. Wrong. The Gemara's only dealing with the Lachat. It wasn't even Eilal Hadas to the Amoraim to discuss the Tzav Aver. You know why? Because we decided long ago that what? We don't pass the Tzav Aver. There's no such thing as Tzav Aver. It never interests us. Never heard of Tzav Aver. Irrelevant. And therefore, what problem was the Gemara grappling with on Amud Beis? Lachem. Tishtigwa had a great kasha. What was the great kasha? Ooh, once you're cutting with the Shinimah, he said, Tzach Lachem. I'm not Makabal with Tzibah there. It's not my problem. If that's true, then guess what? I feel terrible to say this, but the last 45 minutes, I've been selling your Shtibot Torah is based on the truth of Laman and Mabez, and that forced us to explain Machlis Rebbe Tam and the Ri, and it forced us to post Tosis Kash and Sadi Dalit. Don't blame me. Blame Rebbe Tam, blame the Ri, blame the Tosis. Everything we've been talking about was hinging on the fact that there was a Gemara in Laman and Mabez that says, Poshina, there's oysters of Avivera. Guess what? The Balmor says there's no such Gemara. All the Gemara says in Laman and Mabez is that there's no Mitzvah Avivera. You know why? Because there's never Mitzvah Avivera. That's a real downer in the sugya. So, let's put the final touches for our purposes for today. Everybody say, how come Tosis mitchila v'yatsoif wasn't gerus at the Balmorsa? Tosis was willing to do somersaults with Rabbi Natam and the Ri. They were got into trouble inside the Dalam of a Kam and willing to turn the world upside down, make the chuyim b'yalmazan, rather than go down the route of Balmor. The Balmor said, let's just take the Gemara Lama Meis and toss it away, toss it out the window, because that Gemara was assuming there's no mitzvah aver. But all the tzad is mitzvah aver, of course there's a problem. Post years, post shidduch, post everything. Mitzvah aver is here to stay, it's here for life. If it exists, it's here for life. How come Tosfos didn't see that? How come Tosfos didn't see that coming? There's a machlokes and the flamen now for the mitzvah aver exists, right? Remember, one day it said that third day chalamoy, you can't use a stolen lulav. The other day it says you can use a stolen lulav. One day it subscribes to mitzvah aver, one day it denies mitzvah aver. That day that denies mitzvah aver, what does that mean? Denies mitzvah aver. What do those words mean? You deny it? You deny poskim nothing? What does it mean you deny mitzvah aver? Tosfos said in Laman Aleph, one tiny, tiny Tosfos, bottom Tosfos in Laman Aleph, one line, not even half a line there. That day in the Gemara that says there's no problem of Ruva goes away after the first day. What did Tosfos say? Nobody denies mitzvah avera. Chalila v'chalila. Everybody accepts mitzvah avera on the first day. The only maneuver, the only wiggle room to deny mitzvah avera means on subsequent days.
But it's a
derabban. But a derabban again. Derabban will make up. No mitzvah avera. It's derabban. Mitzvah raisa zichavad. There's a mitzvah avera. Therefore, Tosfos l'shitasam could not have said the bottom verse pshat. When the Gemara asked for the Kinuya Vishinimaisa, what was the Gemara saying? No, what was the Gemara's Avamina? Let this Lulu be kosher when? For the first day. So the Gemara was had a big gayris mitzvah b'yaveira. The Gemara needed mitzvah b'yaveira. And the Gemara says, the Kinuya Vishinimaisa. So according to Tosfos, the Shitasam, that little teeny Tosfos, therefore, a bit of time in the Ri are talk in trouble on Amadeus, and each one has to explain the Gemara. And Tosfos got into trouble in the world of Kamsari Dalit. Tosfos can't fall back on the Balamor's position because nobody denies mitzvah avera. The Balamor said the Mandiyomi that denies it lock, stock, and barrel. Tosfos says it's not true. Nobody denies it lock, stock, and barrel. Nope. Now for the punchline of the sugya. And what does that depend upon? Why did Tosfos consider it such a double portion that even that day that denies it only denies it by derabbanan? So the Balamor says, no, if you deny it, you deny it legamre. What does that depend on, Rabbi saying? What is that flahama talking about? Lulav Yovesh, Lulav Gozel. What are we talking about? Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Who remembers back to the beginning of the year? According to Tosfos, the entire sugya is talking about Bisman Hazer. In the Mikdash, everything is possible. Even the Chem is a problem in the Mikdash. Everything is derabbanan. The whole sugya is derabbanan. If the whole sugya is derabbanan, then the mandiyama that denies mitzvah avera, Kenzan only did it by derabbanan. The Baal Mor is going big fist the Rambam and the Ramban and the other Yishayim will say that the Gemara is talking about the Araisa. The Din Rabban doesn't wake up till Laflam involved till later on. It's all about Luba Mikdush. And the still amount the Yomah that denies Mitzvah Aveir by Luba Mikdush, that means we deny Mitzvah Aveir by the Araisa. So the Baal Mor and Taisus of the Shittosim and how the whole Sugya is unraveled. It's mamish, the whole Sugya, there are two Gishol, two different paths in the Sugya. Mitchila v'atsoif. It all starts with 6 months ago Shia. Is Laminam and Alf Deraisa Derabanan? If it's Derabanan, then the Mitzvah of Avera is only Derabanan to Kishu. Nobody really denies Mitzvah of Avera B'Ikaron. And therefore, Namad Beis, when the Gemara says Poshinui is no longer a problem, then the Gemara is saying Taka Poshinui is no longer a problem. What did the Gemara mean? Did it read a bit of Tam or the Re? So that depends on what you think Yush and Shidi are the same or not. That depends on what you think Mitzvah of Avera is with Shimon and Mechaschim. And you have problems with Tzadi Dal, you got to deal with the problems with Tzadi Dal. The Baal Mor had a different gisha, a different approach to this sugya b'tchilu v'yatsoif. The Baal Mor is assuming if somebody denies mitzvah b'aveira, they deny hakol mikol kol lock, stock, and barrel because the sugya is on their reisnikal level. It's with mikdosh, and with endless lamito deny mitzvah b'aveira, and on lamet over beis the Gemara is denying it. If you buy into mitzvah b'aveira, then nothing will stop it. Not yush, not shina, garnish from garnish. That's what Rava said of the tzadi dala. Habeicha yivcha, you choose in the rishayim which approach you want to go down. Two fundamentally different approaches in the sugya. Within those who are learning, like Tosfos, then you have the further breakdown between the Benatam and the Ri, the comparison between Yush versus Shinui or lack thereof, which is ultimately a throwback to the whole Eston Gezela model that Tosfos developed. And that gufa may be impacted by everything we spoke about in the past, what mitzvah there is. If it's a problem on the Gavra, solution to the Gavra. Problem on the Chefza, solution to the Chefza.
What's the status of the dough that you were mafia? What's the status of the dough from which you were mafia? Is it tevel or not?
If you're mafia,
you were goyzel.
I mean, the Gemara's blood hafrosh is good. The Gemara's question
is
make a bracha.
Why is the hafrosh?
Oh, you're asking a billion-dollar question. You're asking a twofold question. Number one, why do you have to hafrosh over there? It's not yours. There's no hafrosh on the stolen goods. It's not them. That's the first cash you're asking.
Yeah.
And the second cash you're asking, if for some strange reason you tell me that you have a chuyif to be hafrosh, how can I be term Yishayim Shalom? It's not mine. So those are two bond cashes. If you're Yishayim, that's what I'm going to do. But it's clear for the Gemara that hafrosh is tough. The Gemara only questioned the bracha. The Gemara never questioned the bracha.
That's what was bothering me.
Right. So that's
and Taisus and Tab.